Sentimental Education by Gustave Flaubert. This book is produced by RNIB.
RNIB, supporting blind and partially sighted people.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Part 1. Chapter 1. On the 15th of September 1840, at 6 o'clock in the morning, the Ville de Montereau was lying alongside the Quai Saint-Bernard, ready to sail, with clouds of smoke pouring from its funnel. People came hurrying up, out of breath. Barrels, ropes, and baskets of washing lay about in everybody's way. The sailors ignored all inquiries. People bumped into one another. The pile of baggage between the two paddle wheels grew higher and higher, and the din merged into the hissing of the steam, which, escaping through some iron plates, wrapped the whole scene in a whitish mist, while the bell in the bows went on clanging incessantly. At last, the boat moved off, and the two banks, lined with warehouses, yards, and factories, slipped past like two wide ribbons being unwound. A long-haired man of 18, holding a sketchbook under his arm, stood motionless beside the tiller. He gazed through the mist at spires and buildings whose names he did not know, and took a last look at the Ile Saint-Louis, the Cité, and Notre-Dame, and soon, as Paris was lost to view, he heaved a deep sigh. Monsieur Frédéric Moreau, who had just matriculated, was returning to Nogent-sur-Seine, where he would have...